My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about how to incentivize marketers the right way. But first and foremost, Neil, why is it important to even think about incentivizing people?
A lot of people, whether it's sales, whether it's marketers, whether it is project managers or designers, in a lot of organizations, people have bonus structures, people want higher titles, promotions, all this kind of stuff. The best way to incentivize others is to really go out there and give them something that is very tangible. See, with marketing is a little bit different because you can see it based off of traffic or conversions or sales, at least if it's self-service or leads. And if you figure out a metric, you'll get them to push hard towards it. And that means your business is going to grow faster.
Yeah. So the Charlie Munger quote I always use is what, Neil? All
right. I don't know what the quote
is. Here's the quote. Show me the incentive and I'll show you the outcome. So if you think about, let's say I'm working with Neil, I have to think about what's in it for Neil, right? So if I think about, because everyone's selfish, what's in it for them first, and then maybe we can figure out what's in it for us together, then that's creating an incentive, right? That makes sense. You want to create something that motivates people. And when you think about incentives, in the early days, for me at least, I'm talking about me for a second, I used to make it so complex. You got to hit these three or four different things. Ideally, you make it very simple and to the point, right? So if you're able to lift conversion rate by 100% or so, maybe you get 20% of the profits on that. Or let's say you're an agency and you're managing ad spend for a client. Maybe you're collecting 10% of ad spend on a client paying $100,000, right? So that you get $10,000 of that. Maybe you give 10 or 20% of that. So $1,000, $2,000 to your paid media manager. And that way you're incentivizing them accordingly, right? So there's a lot of different ways to do this, but the ideal, when you think about incentives, try to keep it very simple, try to keep it very understandable, and try to keep it very objective, because you don't want people pushing back and making it like a big argument. Because once you start adding in incentives, it will become an expectation for people.
Yeah. And what I like doing is I like giving each marketer one incentive. So if they're in charge of content, all right, well, how much new traffic did the blog get versus what it was at versus, you know, 12 months from now or 6 months from now, whatever your milestone is. But keep your metric really simple. If someone's doing paid advertising, you know, it could end up being they had to hit a minimum threshold in spend and it is cost per conversion, right? So in essence, can they end up scaling it? So getting to a certain spend and hit a specific cost per conversion or under that. And if they do, you're good to go. If not, then don't give them the bonus. Like making it black and white just makes it so much easier in marketing. And it's very doable to do. It's very possible to do that.
Here's a question, Neil. Does everybody get an incentive?
It depends. It's harder for like the marketing associates and stuff like that. It's easier for your VPs or people who are running a division or someone who's in charge of a specific channel.
Yeah. So, and the reason I asked that is because there's a very idealistic way of looking at it where everyone should get an incentive. And that's how I thought in the early days. But, you know, as I gained more experience, you know, the last couple of years, realizing that, hey, it probably makes sense to give it to the people that are probably your top performers out there. Because what ends up, one of the quotes here also is, if salary is what keeps butts in seats, incentives drive outcomes, right? Incentives drive kind of the performance that you're looking for at the end of the day. And when I try to give everyone an incentive, right, in some experiments that I've tested in the past, not everyone has that motivation. Not everyone has that motivation to push and perform. But your top performers, your A players, right? I hate to say A, B, C, D players, right? Or F players. But your A players are very motivated and they want to be compensated accordingly and they want to be rewarded accordingly. If they find out that everyone's getting incentive and not everyone's driving it, they're going to become demotivated, right? So you want to keep them motivated and incentives, again, drive outcomes. So that is it for today. If you want to learn more business secrets, we actually got a free training for you on how to start and grow your dream business, marketingschool.io/training. And we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.